AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP after U.S. strikes on Iran, President Trump told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to expect further American offensive military action. On Air Force One, the president said the U.S. airstrikes on Iran sent the message.
We cannot let them have a nuclear weapon. They won't have a nuclear weapon. And I will tell you, the last thing on their minds is nuclear weapons. They don't even want to think about nuclear. And our B-2 pilots made this all possible. They had a magnificent hit.
The president is at the NATO summit in the Netherlands. The House overwhelmingly voted to set aside an effort to impeach President Trump on a sole charge of abuse of power after he launched military strikes on Iran without authorization from Congress.
I take no delight in what I'm doing.
Texas Democrat Al Green brought up impeachment.
I do this because I understand that the Constitution is going to be meaningful or it will be meaningless.
President Trump earlier lashed out in vulgar terms against another Democrat, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, for having suggested impeachment. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he doesn't listen to critics like President Trump who want him and the Federal Reserve to move faster to cut interest rates.
We want to deliver a good economy for the benefit of the American people. That's it. And anything else is kind of a distraction. I don't mean to refer to any particular thing, but we stay focused on that task all the time. We always do what we think is the right thing to do. And, you know, we live with the consequences. And that's, I don't know how else to do the job.
A fired Justice Department official alleged in a whistleblower complaint, Assistant Deputy Attorney General Emile Bove suggested the Trump administration might have to ignore court orders as it prepared to deport Venezuelan migrants it accused of being gang members. Bove is set to face lawmakers tomorrow for his confirmation hearing to become a federal appeals court judge. This is AP News. Japan conducts its first missile test on its own territory as part of a military buildup to deter China. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The test firing of the Type 88 surface-to-ship short-range missile was conducted Tuesday at the Shizunai anti-air firing range on Japan's northernmost main island of Hokkaido. Due to space limitations and safety concerns, Japan has previously conducted missile tests in the territories of the US, a treaty ally, and Australia, a top Japanese defense partner, where vast training grounds are available. Tuesday's first domestic missile test underscores Japan's push toward a more self-sufficient military and its acquisition of strike-back capabilities as a deterrence to China's increasingly assertive naval activity in regional seas. Officials are still examining the results of the test. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.